Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Worries for another day. Let the music play.
Down in Fraggle Rock.
Well, that's the guy with the hat who said, "Down in Fraggle Rock."
Down in Fraggle Rock.
Oh, it's a Fraggle.
The guy with the slouch hat who's obviously like the Fraggle who masturbates inside the theater.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's the creepy one.
Yeah.
Dressed like Andy Cap. Oi, me mistress, I'm gonna go home and beat her. This is perfect for the Sunday papers. Sorry, British listeners. My Cockney accent is not all that it's cracked up to be. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Down in Fraggle Rock. We did it.
I was talking with Jeff Wallach the other day, and he's like, "I gotta see Steve. He's gotta do some gummy bears for me." Like, I love that. That's what people remember Steve most from the bunker for.
I did sing the gummy bear song. Danced around the bunker singing gummy bears.
Speaking of old bunker stuff, you guess what I did with some old GW guys the other day?
What?
We went to Chamagoucha.
Oh, nice.
Yes. A classic. I can't eat as much as I used to.
The Gaucha.
Chamagoucha is a Brazilian steakhouse, all-you-can-eat steakhouse, and yes. You don't leave until you feel sick.
You don't leave until they roll you out. Until,
like, literally, all three of us were just like, we can't. Like, it was close. I had to go to the bathroom and alleviate everything, and then I felt better. Like, I came out, and I was like, doo-doo-doo.
Did you go for more, though? Did you
No, no, no. This was after I left.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we went to Little Wars, the historical gaming
convention. The old man convention.
Oh, my God. It's so old. I mean, I feel so bad because it actually is like a fairly nice convention. Like, the guys put up some classy tables. But, man, it's it's for old men.
Yeah, it's old men.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to find anyone. I would be surprised if you found anyone under that. Like, even under 40 is questionable.
There are younger. Well, I would say anybody between the ages of, like, 14 and 35. Like that age range. Because, you know, you bring your kid.
Right.
And he helps you out with your Revolutionary War
game.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like, yeah, okay, Dad.
Yeah. Your Rev War game. And
bring me more of my Napoleonics.
Bring me more. I was trying to explain that to someone. It's like, it's beautiful to have a Napoleonic army, but it's so specific and you could only use it for like this game that it's like, what's the point of that? Like, this is my Peninsular War Portuguese army. Okay. And it's huge. It's massive. It probably costs several thousand dollars to put that together. But you could only use it, like, in the Battle of Toledo or whatever game it is. I don't know.
Yeah. He's just playing the Battle for Toledo that one time.
It's ridiculous. But anyway.
That one time at Little Wars.
That one time at Little Wars. When I ate, for 45 minutes straight at Chamagoucha and then had to leave because I had massive abdominal pains.
I'm going to die. Is this hell?
Well, and I was talking with Dave, and we think that the reason why we felt so sick afterwards was because we had the lamb. And not because the lamb was bad. The lamb was excellent.
I love the lamb there.
Yeah. But it's because you can't mix the lamb with the beef and pork.
Mm.
Like, our bodies are just used to eating beef and pork. And when you throw the lamb in there, lamb is so special that it's like, your stomach's like, wait a second.
I just hammer through it all.
I know, but you're still going to feel sick afterwards. Yeah.
I just hammer through it all.
Yeah. When was the last time you had some all-you-could-eat Brazilian steak?
It's
probably a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'm already planning another trip.
Generally, we went every year on Black Friday. That's what we do. We go to the Brazilian Steakhouse.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good Black Friday.
Yep. Yeah. Instead of going shopping, we just go to the Brazilian Steakhouse.
Yes.
So I go at least once a year.
The Brazilian Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And they always come over with the chicken, the chicken legs, and you're like, no.
Get the chicken. I usually take one chicken leg.
Really? Yeah. You're that person?
I usually eat one. They're pretty good.
I'm not going to argue that they're probably delicious
yeah,
chicken
legs. Yeah, they are.
But it's like, get that poor person food away from me.
I want a little one.
Bring me the prime rib.
They're fun because you can take the whole thing and put it in your mouth and go whoosh, and just.
It's true. You can just suck them
and
the
then,
meat
and
right off.
You just take the bone and put the bone down and it's like, chicken's gone.
Brazilian steakhouse.
It's good.
All right. What's the. Oh, yes. Today we're going to be talking about internet salt machines here on Game Classy.
I remember when the internet used to just be a hate machine.
Now it's a salt machine. I was talking
you're going to take the Forge World? I'm going to take the sex one.
Yeah. We'll do Star Wars first because that's the one that's the funniest to me. But I was actually talking to someone. It's like we should create a Game Classy like internet panic button that we should just like market. It just has the Game Classy logo on it, and it's just a button that when you press it, it goes whoop 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 whoop. So you could just press it
just
whenever
makes
you
an alert noise.
Yeah. Well, I figure you could hook it up to the internet, and it just is connected to all the forums that you go to, and then it just says I hate blank game, and then or, I hate this game, and then you just press the button whenever like a new edition comes out. You're just like new edition, whoop 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 whoop, and it just pops right
push
up.
Push the classy panic button.
Yes, exactly.
Weep weep weep.
Or should we make it like
French ambulance? No, we have to use the klaxon from Aliens.
Okay. I only know
you can't do it with your mouth. No one can do that with their mouth. It's very specific, and it's only in the Alien movies.
I can't think of it right now.
It's like wow 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 wow, but I can't
okay,
do it.
I think I kind of know what you're talking about.
It's only in the Alien franchise. I've never heard in any other sci-fi movies. That's the one we should use.
Maybe the Trek one? The Trek klaxon?
Yeah, but people know that one. Yeah. I want the Alien one because people might not remember what it's from. They'll be like, what's that from? I like that idea.
I want the French ambulance. Like, wee, oh, wee, the, wee, wee.
I think the UK ambulances use that as well.
Well, it's all one country anyway. Take that, UK.
No way they Brexited.
They Brexited. Did you see the EU is going to charge them like £6 to like cross the borders?
Yeah, I know. It's currently a very Benny Hill situation over there.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, I actually, because there was some immigration scandal that happened, and I was just like, this is the dumbest scandal of all time. Our president could kill a person and he'd still be in office, and these people are like like, you guys don't know. Like, we're teetering on the edge here, people.
On the edge of oblivion.
Yeah, maybe not oblivion, but we're on the edge of just going to full-blown idiocracy.
Yeah.
However,
whatever, bring on the Brondo.
You would vote for President Camacho.
I would vote twice for President Camacho.
Oh,
look at him. Look at his muscles.
Look at the nerd here. So, Steve, let's go with the Internet Salt Machine Part 1.
Yes, the
going down quicker than Porkins in an X-wing. Than Porkins in the Death Star.
X-wing version 2.
V2. Because X-wing had gotten so bad, and we've talked about it a couple times.
The bloat, yeah.
The bloat was so bad that the titular ship of the game, X-wing, was unusable.
Yes.
Unusable in the game. It was too weak. They decided to create version 2. And as we all know,
second edition.
When a new edition of a game comes out, it is nothing but dollars.
Oh, it's but they've taken it to a new level.
Oh yeah, they have.
They've taken it to a new level.
I was reading up on it this morning and I was like, "Whoa."
If you're not following this, if you're not an X-Wing player, the only thing you have that is valid for the second edition is your ship miniature.
Not even the stands.
Your ship miniature. The model is the only thing that is valid.
But Steve, what about my plastic stands?
Nope.
What about all my cards?
Nope.
What about oh wait, that's all a game. What about my proprietary dice?
Nope.
Oh, what about my fat mat that I bought?
The mat, maybe.
Okay.
They might change it to 3.5 by 3.5 just to spite you.
Ooh. What if they change it to hex-based?
Yeah, so your stands aren't useful anymore. The measurement sticks aren't useful anymore. Literally every component you have in the game that isn't your physical ship model is invalidated. But luckily for you, they're selling conversion packs. And the conversion pack comes with the stands, the thing, all of these things, accessories.
For those who don't play X-Wing, let me tell you this. The reason why this is so salty is because so many people have spent, when a wave comes out, people will buy multiples of big ships, multiple $50 ships, mm-hmm. just to get certain cards. I think it was like, there was one ship where it was...
There was the shuttle, the Imperial shuttle, there was the really big ship.
It was Houndstooth, which was Bosk's ship, I think, that people were buying multiples for one card.
There was the giant ship, I think it was an $80 ship.
Maybe.
It was an Imperial one. The ship was not, you couldn't even play it in tournaments because it's one of those giant oversized ones.
Yeah.
But it came with the Emperor card.
Something.
Right.
Doc.
That guy. So people were buying super expensive ship.
It came with the president of West Wind Games?
Yes.
Oh, in West Wind. With Fantasy Flight Games.
Yeah, so the
West Wind.
It had so it came with the Emperor card, but the ship was unusable. So now, if you bought that, you actually have nothing you can use because you can't use that ship. And
you can't use the card.
You can't use the Emperor. I think...
I have an idea. Let us create a new edition of the game.
I believe if... I didn't do this math myself. I was told this by one of my customers. But he said, if you have just one of everything that has been released for X-Wing, it's like $400 to convert your shit. Jesus. If you have just one. Of everything.
$400 to convert.
Yes.
Now, my buddy who's doing the Legion stuff, Chris, he does a lot of 3D printing. And mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of X-Wing stuff they have files for. So, like, the old stands, the clear plastic. You could actually you could actually get the 3D printed for the stands. So, I'm sure at least the stands part, it's not going to be that big of an issue. There's probably going to be a huge secondary market for, like, knockoffs.
Yeah, maybe cheaper. There's the card underneath the stand. Like, that's
yeah,
to say, like,
true.
It doesn't matter if you make a new stand because you need the card that goes underneath it, which you won't have.
It's ridiculous. they've killed this game.
Oh, it was my favorite news. I was just like, I saw that. I was just like, I couldn't stop laughing.
I mean, like, to do that, and not even like a gradual transition, but to do that in a way that completely alienates your player base.
Oh, it's so good.
That game is dead. It's dead. There's no way they can recover from this.
No, I'll just play Legion now.
This is Wormhole Hordes version 3.
Yes.
Bad. It might not, the game might be 1,000 times better, but you have alienated your player
I'm
base.
I'm sure the game's
so,
better.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's better. In my history of playing games, the amount of games that came out with a new edition that was actually worse, not like fanboy, like, this is different, so it's bad. Like, the actually worse, the only one I can, definitely the only one I can think of in recent memory is War Machine Mark III.
Fantasy 8?
I mean, 7th was bad, 8th was bad, like, they're both bad.
Yeah. I mean, but...
It certainly was not an improvement.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it was, and I guess could say 40K 7th was pretty bad, but it wasn't a bad game.
No, 40K 7th got bad as the bloat went on. Yeah. Like, when it first came out, it was fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was more about, like, the releasing of 1,000 books for
right.
Because
it just wasn't equipped to handle that much extra rules. Now that it's got Age of Sigmar style, they can fucking dump rules on it forever.
Yeah, the problem was just, it was a lot of, I have to carry 8 books to play my army.
Right.
Commander Farsight. Oh no. Yeah, the X-Wing, it's hysterical because that's literally it's so you could keep the stands for all your figure and for all the ships and just add new cards. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I mean,
there's literally nothing that you have to. You could create new rulers or do whatever you want with
that. They could have done packs which were just things you slide, because you slide that thing under your stand,
yeah,
which has a stand.
Yeah.
They could just print new those.
Yeah, but no. No. And also, not even that, but you also have to have, to play the game, an app on your phone. I know you didn't mention this, but I wanted to make sure. There's an app on your phone, so that way...
I didn't think the app was mandatory.
Oh, the app is mandatory because the app is the only way you can get points. So GW,
that is awesome.
Instead of doing all the points on the app, creates the book that has all the points. And then they usually will FAQ the points in the app if need be.
Yeah, they do both.
Yeah, they do both. No. Fantasy Flight is doing all of the points on the app.
That's awesome.
So that if they ever need to nuke something, they're just going to do it on the app.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
None of the cards will have point costs on them. So they will only be doing that on
the... so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I've heard some stuff about, like...
So happy.
Cards only being available on the app or something. I don't know about that. I didn't dig too deep because I was more just like, this is stupid.
No, it's so good.
Yeah. Fantasy Flight killed their best-selling game.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
They killed their best-selling game to promote Legion, which is not going to last more than 2 years anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll just re-release X-Wing.
X-Wing 3rd Edition, which will just be back to the 1st Edition. Did you throw away your components? Because you'll have to buy them again!
No, it'd be, did you throw away your components? You need to buy them once more. Absolute power! Absolute Editions!
That's awesome.
I am the gaming market.
That's awesome.
execute Order 66.
I don't think I've seen an action with more hubris since Workshop was like $75 five plastic man.
Yeah. I think yeah, it's definitely hubris. It's not desperation. Like, desperation is when Games Workshop released the Centurion models for $75, the three for $75, yeah. The ugly, stupid things.
Yes.
Yeah, Games Workshop hubris. I'm trying to think of like what's the epitome of hubris for them. That's difficult.
The way they launched Age of Sigmar was the epitome of hubris.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that was undeserved hubris. It wasn't like they were on the top of the game anymore.
That's true.
I think maybe the release of 8th. No, they weren't even on the top in 8th.
No.
That's a rough one. But it's just something. I would say the act of hubris is like when they, right after Lord of the Rings kind of was on the downturn, and they released like a yet another box set of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think something like that, maybe. But that wasn't really, it's hard to say. But yes, this is an extreme act of hubris on the effect of Fantasy Flight. Or maybe they just saw that their sales were down and they figured, you know, the only way to fight this is to have a new edition or kill it. So they decided to do both at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's neat. I guess it's pretty tidy.
All right. Next up on the internet salt machine is Forge World. Forge World has been making some interesting moves lately. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they recently completely discontinued the Elysian line. And now, yesterday, we're recording this on Saturday, Don Haney's birthday. Hi, Dane. Hi, Don. Happy birthday.
Hi, Don.
But yesterday they decided that they were going to nuke almost all of the Space Marine Legion upgrade packs. So all the shoulder pads, all of the torsos, all of the heads.
But they're still available for purchase right now, right?
They're still available, like last chance purchase. Yeah. When they're out of stock, they're out of stock.
So they're last chance. Buy them now.
Yeah. They. But this is interesting because does this mean it's the end of 30K? At least in the current form that it is. So 30K, for those who are unaware, is 7th edition 40K still being played that is only Space Marines and Imp Guard Mechanicus, if you want to add them. But it's a really simple version of 7th edition. So a little more complex than 6th and a little more complex than 8th. It's not a bad game, but are they killing it off? It's been a thing for a while. The game events for Horus Heresy are still huge. They sell out everywhere that they're played. And I think that's just because a lot of people don't want to move to 8th because they're stubborn, old-ass Grognard gamers who just, no, I built my army for 7th edition. I'm not going to do it. The Carcadons were not at the Horus Heresy. You can't bring them to this event. No, I don't care. I'm bringing my space sharks. Bring the street sharks. They all got inline skates on their feet.
Jossum. Just as Jossum on the rhinos.
Chris, Steve has discovered his Space Marine army.
Street sharks.
Sharks.
They've always been my Space Marine army.
With the guy with the two shark arms.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, the events have always been popular. But the thing is that the guy who was, like, the main backer or, like, creator of Heresy died. And so now I think it's kind of in limbo. Like, do we get someone to take this over? What do we do with it? So right now people are, like, kind of, like, freaking out a little bit because what's going to happen? They haven't released any stuff for Blood Angels, Dark Angels, White Scars. I know they just did Alpha Legion. But yeah, it's like those three. And two of those are big. And the other one is like, okay, it's White Scars. No one wants to paint an all-white army. Go ahead with that. But Blood Angels and Dark Angels, two of the biggest armies for 40K that, of course, if they release models for, people would buy, they haven't done anything with. So it's fairly interesting to see what they're going to do with this. And people have lost their goddamn minds.
But, I mean, like we were saying before the cast started, it's Forge World. Nothing in Forge World is permanent.
Yeah.
They get rid of shit. I mean, at least they're last chancing it. You know, it's not like they were like, all this stuff's just gone. Just have it quietly disappear. Like, yeah, you know, that could be the case. You know, and if you've been playing 30K and you don't have this shit by now, like, it's your last chance. Buy it now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, there's so much salt. Was like, I was going to buy those upgrade packs in a year or 3 years from now, maybe. And it's like those guys are the ones who are currently the saltiest.
Yeah.
Like, the guys who are, like, freaking out are the guys who are like, but I had all these plans, like, 5 years from now.
Well, it's like the X-Wing players. It's my favorite thing will be at the next Adepticon or whatever. You're going to have the people who are like X-Wing version 1 tournament while Fantasy Flight's doing the X-Wing version 2 tournament, which is always fun to see because the first year that it happens, there's always a split and you see the guys like shaking their fists at each other from across the aisle. Excuse me, is this the X-Wing tournament?
Although going with the new barrier to entry for someone who's already playing X-Wing, you might just have like the three guys who just picked up the new edition and didn't play X-Wing before in the X-Wing 2 tournament and then everyone else in the X-Wing 1 tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be. I mean, it's there's and my you know, when you look at the forums on X-Wing 2 and it's just people going like, well, let's be fair. There are two types of X-Wing players. There are the hardcore tournament players, and then there are the friendly players. I'm like, God, that's every game. Come on. I mean, like
I would say if instead of spending your $360 to $400 to fix your X-Wing shit, you should just buy all of the Shadespire stuff.
Yeah, well, that's true. Are you going to enter the painting contest at Grognard for the Shadespire model?
Oh yeah, I should do that.
I'm actually going to do it. I'm gonna enter that because I want to take a break from my Sons of Horus for a little bit. I want to paint something fantasy for a while.
I'll probably just do a Forest Riders.
The Forest Riders.
Yeah.
With the bird.
The Fart Striders. Indeed, Birdo.
You should paint them up like Silverhawks.
I'm going to paint them as fast and as shoddily as possible to just try and get the door prize.
The door prize.
We're going for door prize, baby.
Going for door prize. No, I'm gonna go. I want to win. I know it's always hard, but
that's fine. I'm going for door prize.
I do like how they do it though, where it's like if you win, you can't win for the next like three painting contests.
Yeah, it's 3 months. I think you have like you're banned from winning for 3 months.
Yeah, which I appreciate. Yeah, at the same time, because there's always that one guy who's like, I'm going to win every month, you know, but, you know, that the one guy who's like a really epically good painter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that guy. But yeah, you should paint them up as the Silverhawks.
No.
No.
I refuse.
No.
I'm going to use color change metallics on them.
Yeah, okay, that'd be good. Yeah. Or you should paint up oh no, there's no Nurgleman in those. You should paint them up as the Inhumanoids.
Yes, that would be cool.
But no. Inhumanoids. But yeah, the Shadespire. They nothing new, but they know they put out the tournament packs to the hobby stores, so you can get like the sweet Shadespire trophy now.
Yeah, I'm going to a tournament today.
Oh,
at Grognard.
Is that the actual one with the trophy?
Yes.
Are you going to win the trophy, Steve?
Probably not.
If you win the trophy, I want to see it. You should post it on the page.
If I win the trophy, I'll have it at home.
Well, I mean, but you should post it to the Game
Classic
page.
Oh, yes,
page.
Of course.
Yeah. By the way,
Young Giuseppe won.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he won at the Geneva Games Workshop last weekend.
That's because no one goes to the Geneva Games Workshop.
We have a running gag where we call Giuseppe the Critical King.
Yeah.
Because his roles are godlike, like always. And humorously enough, he mentioned that every single one of his opponents on the day complained about his dice rolls. I was just like, yes! And then it was like, my liege.
I think I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like, people who have, like, incredibly hot dice, there should be like, one where you go, judge, and the judge comes over and goes, and you just go, this guy's dice are way too hot, and the judge swaps the guy's dice.
Oh, you can share dice. That's the thing. Like, I've played using just his dice. It doesn't matter. It's him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, at least. Is that way the judge can bring over like a set of dice, let him use a different set of dice, and if he's still rolling hot, you have nothing to complain about.
I think the big thing for me with like, and this will never catch on because if it was going to, it would already be a thing. But I think with games with dice, especially games where you roll a lot of dice, you should use the same set. Like, both players should use the same set of dice.
I agree.
I think that would be, like, if I was doing a tournament game, but it's, like, it's somewhat obnoxious for like, 40K and Age of Sigmar because they use a lot of dice. But for a game like War Machine where you're rolling a maximum of, like, five dice, like, there's no reason why you shouldn't use the same dice.
Well, Shadespire, same thing. You should use a dice pool, and it should be fine. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I approve. Game class tournament rules.
Yeah. I mean, I would do that as like...
And I would use Vegas dice.
Ooh, big ass Vegas dice. So you can really clobber the models?
Well, Vegas dice are balanced. Like, they're insanely balanced.
Oh, you mean Vegas style dice, not the actual just like... Or do you mean the actual big
dice? Well, the actual red... Well, they're not huge. They're about the size of
they're
like...
They're pretty big.
They're
definitely oversized.
They're not oversized. The difference is they don't have the rounded edges. They have square edges.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just like game science dice.
Yeah, so they seem bigger than they actually are.
I mean, they're bigger than the average, like, 40K player's dice for sure.
They're slightly bigger. I mean, I use them all the time when I play craps when I go to Vegas or whatever.
The casino dice are way bigger than
they're not really that much bigger.
Your size of dice
they
are 16.
Still fit. Listen, I have tiny man hands. I have tiny hands. I'm like Robin on the Teen Titans Go. I have baby hands.
You baby hands. Yeah. You take the gloves off and you have tiny little baby hands.
Yeah, I have tiny baby hands. I've often said I am all palm, no finger. But yet the... I can roll those dice in my hand and I have no problem.
Well,
I can shake
them. Giant dice. Well, but, I know. Yeah, but they're much bigger than a 16 millimeter.
I don't think they're that much big. Well, I mean, they're much bigger than like the small GW. Like you,
those are
big,
12 millimeter.
Yeah,
the GW and the smaller are 12 millimeter.
Yeah, they're bigger and they're slightly bigger than the 16.
The next size up is Chessex 16, and they're much bigger than the 16 millimeters.
I don't know if they're that much bigger.
Much bigger.
We'll have to look. We'll have to.
I think I have some casino dice. I think I might have them.
Did you steal them from the casino?
No.
Did they break your kneecaps?
No.
Was it like when a De Niro catches that guy counting cards
breaks
and
breaks his hand with a hammer?
Yeah.
No.
You gonna come back in here? No, sir. Not again. What are you, right-handed or left-handed? I watched Casino. It was on Netflix the other day. Netflix has all the great crime movies on it right now.
Nice.
They had Goodfellas, Casino, Heat, Bad Boys was on there. Bad Boys, the worst action movie of all time. Why is Will Smith rich cop?
What about Bad Boys 2?
I didn't see if Bad Boys 2 was on there. I just watched Bad Boys. Scarface.
I hate Scarface.
How do you hate Scarface?
I hate that movie.
Scarface is the movie of the American Dream, man.
Ugh, the movie's so bad. Like, the movie's good from like a...
Right. Chichi, grab the yayo.
From a funny standpoint, that movie's got it all. But from like a taking that movie seriously, as many people do, it's like, no.
Well, I mean, I don't think you could take it super seriously.
There are people who fucking are like, that movie's like religiously serious for them. And it's just like, that's the part where I'm just like...
My favorite
part
is when they're in the Club Babylon and they're sitting at the table and it's Al Pacino, Robert Loggia, and F. Murray Abraham playing three
Loggia.
Hispanics. You know, it's like, come on. And they're all like, come on, man. We're going to go. We're going to look at them pelicans fly.
So ridiculous.
I've been doing that all week at work. I've just been going, hey, Chichi, get the
yayo. I'm pretty sure he wants to fuck his sister.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what they allude to at the end, but it's... I don't know. It's up there. I like when because like whenever he sees his sister with a guy, it's always like that.
The Kill Bill thing.
Yeah, it's like what the hell is going on? And his sister, of course, played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantino, another great Hispanic actress.
Yeah.
What? I mean, at least they got one Cuban guy to be in that movie as Manny, his friend, who he shoots at the end. Sorry, spoilers.
I don't think it counts as spoilers if it's a 20-plus-year-old movie.
It's a 30-year-old movie at this point.
I said 20-plus.
Yeah,
I think because I think that's the barrier. I think like once you've passed two decades, you can feel free to spoil the film.
Scarface is a wonderful movie, just for it's so nonsense.
That's what I'm saying. It's absurd. It's got the push it to the limit is pretty funny.
Push
though.
It to the limit.
Where he's fucking jamming his face in the giant mound of cocaine. Like what the hell? Who directed that movie? Was it Scorsese?
No, it's De Palma. It was De Palma. De Palma.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. That movie was fun. You know what? It's probably because while making that movie, everyone was doing that much cocaine.
Oliver Stone wrote the movie. You know how much cocaine Oliver Stone was on
was
in the 70s and 80s?
Cocaine?
He you could snort his blood and get high at that point. The man who wrote Conan the Barbarian.
Dun, dun, dun. That movie's so good. Now that's a good movie.
Everyone's on cocaine. That's why movies suck nowadays, is because no one's on like that massive amount of 80s cocaine. There was something in 80s cocaine that made it better.
The magic of 80s cocaine.
The magic.
Cocaina.
The cocaina. The Bolivians come and kill Tony at the end. So like, what the hell is going on?
First you get the money. Then you get the power. Yeah. Then you get the women.
Yeah. I don't think he actually doesn't say first you get the money, because I think that's a misquote.
I don't fucking
It's
know.
Something like that, though. Because I remember watching it when I was like, oh, that's not the quote.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's like, because we all
it's
think
one
of
those many things.
Because we think of The Simpsons where he goes, first you get the sugar, yes. Then you get the power, then you get the women.
Where did you get the sugar for that tea? I took it.
I licked it.
When you aren't looking, and I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, March.
he cuts to that guy and he spits the tea out.
Oh, no, the bees are taking my sugar somehow.
You guys are idiots. That's why Smithers made me head bee guy.
Oh, no, the bee.
Now the bee in my bottom. Now my bottom's big.
Oh, that's a great one. That's Homer goes to college.
Yeah,
look
good.
At that dog with a poofy tail.
Nerd.
I I still do that.
There's two types of people, Marge. There's nerds and jocks. And me as a jock, it's my job to tell the nerd, put the nerds in their place.
Oh, man, we're misquoting. We're misquoting these all over the place.
That crusty old Dean. Hey, used to be the basis for the Pretenders.
So, speaking of spoiling movies,
don't think you won't pray.
Did you see Infinity War yet?
I did.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Let's spoil it a little bit here. You liked it?
It feels so good.
My tummy. That's how I felt after eating all that chamacaucha. I was like,
you
just disintegrated.
I
don't feel so good.
It was good. It was the first of like any of the Marvel movies that actually felt like a big comic event, especially because after the ending I was like, they're just gonna fucking erase all of this shit. Like, I'm like, they're like, this movie means nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like the most comic, it was the most comic book moment I had watching any of the movies. I'm just like, it's really like a comic book event, because once it's over, it's going to have meant nothing.
Yeah, because at the that's why I was like, everyone's like, what'd you think of it? I'm like, it's half a movie. Like,
yeah, when the also second, true. They dropped the part one, but it's still part
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's a half a movie. So, like, when the second movie, because all these, like, Vulture and all these other Empire, they were doing, like, let's count down the top Marvel movies. I'm like, it's not over yet. They still have three more movies left in this, like, cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have Ant-Man and Wasp, Captain Marvel, and then the next Avengers, in the next Avengers
yeah,
movie.
Avengers 4.
Whatever it's going to be called. I hope it's called, like, Avengers Fisting You for Dollars.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think they need any help with that.
Avengers, yeah, milking your pasty.
I went to the theater and I watched Black Panther, and then I walked out of Black Panther and went to go see Avengers.
Yeah.
It was sweet because I was by myself.
Did you like it when Black Panther talked like this throughout the entire movie?
Yes, it was okay. I thought it was pretty good.
I work with a guy from Africa, and I was like, what do you think of Black Panther's accent? He goes, it was terrible. Yeah. He was like, that's the worst accent I've ever heard.
It was pretty good. Hey, it's not a bad accent. It's a Wakandan accent.
It's true. I was talking with him. He claims, like, he's called Chief, and because he's, like, a village chief, and he's like, and I'm like, is everyone pretty much a village chief where you're from? He's like, no, just the rich man. If you're rich, you're a chief, apparently. So that's what it goes. So he works in America, and then he goes back to Africa in the summer when he's, you know, after, you know, because he's a teacher. And so he, like, lives in Africa for 3 months, like, as a superstar, because he's just made all this American money, and he goes back and just lives like a king. I'm like, that's not a bad idea.
Like a chief.
I should do that.
I don't think they would accept you as a chief, Joe.
Oh, God, a machete!
That, and I'm pretty sure you just burn as soon as you hit the ground.
They call me colonizer and kill me.
Or you just be red.
Yeah.
You'd be a lobster.
It's true. I do burn very bad. You know what? Redheads have two mutations that I just found out about. One of them I didn't know. I produce an extra amount of vitamin D. Then I don't need to go out in the sun at all, period. Like, I can live in my basement all day and not have to worry. That's why I don't get affected by seasonal depression or anything like that. I just produce a shit ton of vitamin D. So that's why I'm always, like, raring to go.
I also produce a shit ton of vitamin D.
And also, my body reacts to pain differently than other people. So, like, I'm more tolerant of certain types of pain. However, I'm unable to receive, like, Novocaine. Like, Novocaine doesn't work on me at all.
Hmm.
So that's my superpower. It's like,
that's a shitty superpower.
It really is. But I mean, the vitamin D thing is kind of nice.
That's pretty cool, I guess. Yeah.
It's like, son, who needs it? I produce my own vitamin. I'm just like,
so
producing vitamin D.
So you're just supporting the theory that gingers are actually vampires.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. I'm okay with that.
Makes sense.
Like, whatever. 2018, vampires forever, man. Whatever. I'll live forever.
The only one on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer.
I mean, like, you think about it, like, vampires are like, oh, I have to live forever with this curse. Like, you're young, you get to live forever.
Yeah, but that's only if you got turned into a vampire at a good time.
I mean, you have to, like,
there's probably some shitty vampires out there just like, I'm fucking old.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, you could also have fun as an old person as a vampire.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you just have sex with a lot of old ladies, but, I mean.
And you can also fuck with the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, whippersnappers.
Yeah, I mean, you get to drink blood. Like, that's pretty cool.
It's
and if
pretty
you
gross.
Get half price soda, if you say you're a vampire at the movie theater,
that's true. The half price soda discount is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad deal. Like, overall, I mean, granted, it might get a little tiring, but you know, if you live forever and at least you have a steady source of income through decent investment, I could just sit in a basement all day and paint miniatures all day. That sounds like a great forever life.
I mean, that's also true. If you go with the vampire superpowers anyway, you could always just wrap yourself up in, like, you know, head to toe leather and just, like, bust through the like a bank vault wall and like take money. Yeah. You don't actually need to invest anything.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I could just go to like Sweden where they have winter however many days of the year.
Or like Alaska, that 30 Days a Night movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could just spend my winters like in a I'd go to Scandinavia. It's much better than Alaska. But I go to like Scandinavia where it's night for however many days of the year, or they only get sun for like 2 hours a day, and be okay with that, and I could just be out like a normal person and no one would bother me. Mainly because Scandinavians don't say hi to each other. They are very insular. But yeah, that's what I would do. Anyway, Infinity War. That's what I was asking about. So you liked it?
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, it wasn't bad. Like it was kind of annoying because like I've gotten used to like the Marvel movies having a decent non-resetted, like a non-resettable continuity has been kind of like the Marvel movies thing. And for them to do this thing, I'm just like, like they kind of broke that trend. I was just like,
well, I mean, you knew this was going to happen. I mean, that was the thing. Kevin and I got into an argument about talking about it because we were like, he's like, there's none of these deaths mean anything. I'm like, yeah, it's a comic book movie.
Right. Of course.
Name one comic book movie where a death actually means something.
Right.
I mean, aside from like Bruce Wayne's parents' death. I mean, like if a major
character. We've seen them die a lot.
Yeah. If a major character dies, more than likely they are going to come back in some way or shape or form. Jean Grey or I don't know. Who's another one that dies and comes back? Hellboy? No, he doesn't die. But yeah, they always come back. No one stays dead for Bucky comes back. But yeah, that's like the hallmark of a comic book movie. Why the hell is anybody gonna thinks that this is gonna be permanent? There's a Spider-Man 2 and a Black Panther 2 coming out in next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gamora is probably gonna stay dead. Loki is probably gonna spoilers once again. So Loki is probably gonna stay dead.
I don't know about
Heimdall's
that.
Probably, well, yeah, Loki may, but that's what I'm saying. It's like even if like
it's like any of those characters may or may not stay dead.
Heimdall's probably gonna stay dead.
Heimdall will probably stay dead.
They should bring back Stringer Bell in a better movie.
Who?
The guy who plays Heimdall.
I thought it was Idris Elba.
Yeah, but it's Stringer Bell's character from The Wire. When Idris Elba was on The Wire, his character's name was Stringer Bell.
Oh, I haven't seen The Wire.
I know, but that's why I was just...
Actually, I take it back. I've seen like 3 episodes of The Wire. It was really good, and then I just kind of stopped watching it.
I always just call him Stringer Bell.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but yeah, he should be, like, he's probably dead. He should come back as a better character somewhere. Like, he should come back as better Black Panther.
He did make Heimdall pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's Heimdall. It's a terrible character in Thor that... Well, I mean, it's a character that they use terribly in Thor... They shouldn't have done, because Thor is the worst Marvel movie, hands down.
My favorite thing in that movie was Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage out of nowhere as the biggest character in the movie. I was just like, that's awesome.
Well, that's the way the dwarves were in Thor.
But it was still cool, because it was just like...
With his metal hands.
Right. It's just like, I did not expect... Like, that was the thing I least expected was to see Peter Dinklage in that movie as the biggest person in the movie. He's the biggest character in the film. And it's Peter Dinklage, and it was awesome. I was like, that's Peter fucking Dinklage. That's fucking sick.
I think my favorite part of the movie was when they played Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band Man? That was pretty weird.
It's, you know, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. You got to start off with classic rock for some odd reason.
It's true. Well, that's their thing. It's his mixtape.
I can't wait till Peter Quill discovers, like, early 90s rap. mind is going to be blown away.
Yeah, you know, Flashdance, the greatest movie ever made. It was never even close to that.
No. Not even when it came out was it considered that great.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I liked the thing that was the most fun about that movie was seeing the characters that have never interact. That was cool. Like, you know, fucking Peter Quill and Tony Stark fucking button heads, and like him talking with Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Yeah, you know, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange getting to call Tony Stark a douchebag and stuff like that.
He's like, yeah, you're a douchebag.
Yeah, you're a douchebag. Yeah. Because I'm using my American accent.
I liked it.
God, Benedict Cumberbatch's accent is so awful.
They should have just let him be British.
That's what I said. There's plenty of British people in America.
Yeah, they should have just let him be British.
We were all British till we threw off the shackles of monarchy.
There's no reason that he couldn't have just been British.
Yeah.
And he'd been fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever, but...
I mean, I think it's fine. It's just like... It seems like... It's a weird thing. Like, why bother putting him through that affectation? Just, like, let him be British. Because, like, Doctor Strange is a fucking wizard. Like, if any of the Marvel characters is going to have a fucking British accent, it's going to be him.
Yeah, exactly. I used to say he should have talked like...
Vincent Price. Watch out.
Minds him nervous.
I mean, the best thing would have been to just do digital Vincent Price as... Doctor Strange.
Duh.
Of course. I guess.
And you're going to use the eye of Agamotto.
Maurice LaMarche could probably just do the voice.
Yes, you're right. He probably could have, and it would have been perfectly acceptable, and yeah. We all would have been happy with it.
It would have been good.
No one would have been happy with it.
I would have been happy with it.
Yeah, just me and you.
Yeah, I would have been very happy with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. What else do we have to talk about? Game wise,
I did like that they covered up a lot of they unspoilered, or they prevented themselves from spoiling themselves too, which was cool, because like when you watch the trailer, there's that scene where like Captain America is like running towards no one with everyone else, and like the Hulk's running with him. Mm-hmm. That never happens in the movie.
Yeah, it's
and any of the scenes where Bruce is in the Hulkbuster suit, they just put the Hulk in for the trailers, but he's not in there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they did that. The Hulk has a his performance anxiety.
I think he's just afraid of Thanos.
He is. That's totally what it is, and that's going to be a big plot point in the next movie, is when he's finally able to Hulk out.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he's going to beat the hell out of Thanos.
Yeah, because Thanos beats the shit out of the Hulk in the movie.
Yeah.
Like pretty handily.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's actually awesome.
It's actually awesome. Yeah. So game.
Yeah, very entertaining movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
There was some other gaming stuff we were supposed to talk about. I can't remember what it was.
I was just the butthurt.
I know there was the butthurt, but there was other stuff too.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Give me a second. Let me see.
I don't know, man. Leave me alone, man.
It was May the 4th for Star Wars Day.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's so dumb. Why is it May the 4th? I know.
Because it kind of sounds like May the Force.
So they're making fun of people with lisps. Awesome. Great. No, they do that May the 4th. Star Wars Day to me, I'm Orthodox Jedi, so it's May 25th, which is the actual release date of Star Wars, so fuck y'all. So you could be Orthodox Jedi, too. You kind of got like an Orthodox beard going.
Absolutely not.
You're Orthodox.
I do not celebrate fucking Star Wars
Your mother
Day.
Was Orthodox, you're Orthodox. I'm telling you.
I do not celebrate Star Wars Day. I'm not a practicing Star Warser.
Oh, there was that game that you were talking about, Judgment.
Oh, Judgment.
Yes. The Judgment. It's a miniatures game, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd say miniatures, because they're fucking like 75 millimeter, like giant.
That's what they're doing with the Street Fighter guys, too.
Yeah. Well, I heard the Street Fighter guys are coming pre-painted.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have to repaint them so that they look good. Only one game in the history of pre-painted miniatures has ever looked good, and it's X-Wing.
No, I think the confrontation one was pretty good. The AT-43,
they're not that great.
I didn't say they were great. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Oh, they're pretty good. Don't get me wrong.
Like out of all of the stuff I'd seen, like they're definitely the ones you could do the least to and be like, yeah, this is fine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll agree with that. But the X-wing is far superior. Those are gorgeous pre-paints.
They're fucking spaceships. You dry brush them.
I'm not arguing that. They just look great. Anyway, Judgment? Is this 75 millimeter game? And how much does it go for a figure?
It's like 50 bones a figure.
And how many do you need to play?
I think you need 5.
Oh, man, that's a lot, too, for 50 bones a figure.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's 250 for just your warband. And it's MOBA style?
Uh-huh.
See, and I was thinking this, because that...
Well, it looks like Arena Rex when you set it down. It's like in a big circle. It's really weird.
And I was thinking about this when you were explaining to me, is that MOBA style does not work unless you have multiple people per side playing.
Well, also you need lanes, so it's not exactly...
You don't need lanes in MOBA style.
Yeah, you do. You gotta have lanes. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, the whole point of, like, doing MOBA games is, like, there's the lanes where there are creeps, and then there's the jungle in between the lanes, and, like, that's the game. The game is, like, going between the lanes and, like, farming and doing, like, you know... Because there's usually, like with League of Legends, there's, like... There's the people in the lanes doing their things, and there's one dude in the jungle doing jungle things. So, like, you're killing things, getting buffs for your team, and then the jungle can, like, sneak into a lane with someone and double team a guy to kill someone.
No, I agree with that, but, I mean, there's... You could do it where... But the whole point is that each person is controlling a player who does something, and you are doing, like, your very specific
thing. Teamwork.
Teamwork. If you have...
If you're
one
controlling
person
the whole team.
Controlling the whole team, there's no point. There's no teamwork.
Right.
So it kind of defeats the whole purpose of a MOBA game to have, it's a MOBA-style game with pirates and spaceships and whatever. And you're like, okay, but it's not MOBA-style because you're playing, it's just a miniatures game.
Yeah, well, the M stands for multiplayer.
Yeah. That's very true. Very true. People who like, and I'm not as I'm more upset about, like, I don't hate MOBA games because I think they're actually kind of fun. It's just the player base is so toxic. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't like them because I hate having to work together with strangers because it's always a fucking pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. But it's still the concept behind it is actually kind of fun, and playing it is kind of fun. Especially if you don't give a shit like me. I'm the bad player that you'd be like, why the hell is this guy playing this game? And I'm like, click, 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 click.
I'm killing mans.
That's exactly it. And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. I don't know if we can carry this guy, fellas.
Oh, jeez,
fellas.
Why are you a warrior and you're sitting in the jungle? What are you doing?
You're a tank. You can't jungle as a tank. I'm going to get the jungle buffs.
I have none of that idea about any of that stuff. But yeah, well, it's all right. All the people who are playing MOBAs are now playing Fortnite, so they've all just gone over. Steve is having a heart attack right now. No, actually, he's dead. He did. But what's the fucking point of a MOBA? It's like, what, in a miniatures game form?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Yeah, the Fantasy Flight. Cool Mini finished up their latest Zombicide Kickstarter. I think it came out way too soon.
Alien Side?
Yeah, because I think it came out. I don't think it did as well as the Black Plague, or the Green Tide, which I'm still waiting on, by the way, because I didn't fill out a stupid form.
You blew it.
I should just. It did $3.3 million, which is still very good. And of course, you get a shit ton of stuff. It just didn't look interesting to me. Like, I don't want to play zombies in space.
The only one of the games that looked good was the fantasy one.
Yeah, which I agree with. It's I think that works perfectly fine. Tim Key's getting me, like, because when we were at Little Wars, we were trying to figure out what game are we going to play next. You know, what game are we going to put our effort into to build like a cool table and do cool sides. And he keeps wanting me to do like Ultra Modern Zombie, and I'm like, fuck that! I do not want to play a zombie game. I did not. I told him, I said, I will play RPG style. Like, if you want to provide everything, I'll play that.
All flesh must be eaten.
But I'm not going to sit there and, like, paint up a warband or something like that for a game that doesn't have decent rules. Like, every game that we've played has at least had semi-decent rules to play against.
Have you played The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. But it's also not really a zombie game.
It's not a zombie game, and there's cards and chits and everything else, and I just don't want to play with all that nonsense.
It's more like Mordheim, like a skirmish warband versus skirmish warband.
Yeah, there's too much.
And there's zombies that exist, but they're an obstacle rather than,
Yeah, there's too much of the what's it called? The cards components? And yeah, component. I don't want to play a component heavy game anymore. I just don't. Even Shadespire has a little bit, almost too much of the component stuff on it. Because I just hate having to lay down tokens and everything else. Luckily, with Shadespire, you don't have to. If you have a semi-decent memory, it's like, oh, yeah, that guy already moved. Okay, that's fine. You know, it's like you don't have to worry too much about it.
I mean, there's also not that many tokens on the board at once. Yeah. You have the most tokens you'll have is if you have seven skeletons, but you still only get four activations. So it's pretty hard to get more than, like, five or six tokens down.
Yeah. I
on the board. And that's as skeletons.
No, I completely agree. And it's a... I think that works, but yeah, I don't want to play like 8 bajillion tokens. It's awful.
But what about when the next edition comes out and they can resell you new tokens?
That's gonna be the next thing. There'll be one more. Let me tell you, the Zombicide will be doing one more of the space. Then they're gonna go back to like Ultra Modern Zombie, and then that's gonna be like the Zombicide next edition. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. You're going to buy my Zombicide. I guarantee it. Yeah, that's on that end. Also,
thanks, Men's Warehouse guy.
And then he flies away. He flaps his wings. His arms. He flaps his suit coat.
His suit coat opens up. And he flaps it and flies off.
He glides like a glider suit. Mm-hmm. What else? I know there was more. Games Workshop just released legacy figures for legacy rules
for Dark Elves.
So I guess they're probably going to be doing that whenever they're doing like a major release. So like the Dark Elves, since now we got the Sea Elves and the Expense Elves are going to be doing
the
that.
Idrneth Deepkin.
Did you get the new White Dwarf yet?
No,
it comes out this weekend, right?
I believe so. It should be in my mail soon.
Should be. Yeah, I think I'm going to go pick it up today. I'm going to go eat some Gabuto Burger tonight. What?
Gabuto Burger's good.
I'm excited for it.
I used to eat there a lot when they were in Mitsuo Marketplace.
Yeah, they have the those legacy rules, but there's no points attached to them.
Yes.
At least
they're an open
now.
And narrative play.
Open and narrative play
specifically.
Only.
Yeah.
Stupid. Who plays narrative play?
Narrative? I don't know. I know some people play open. I've never seen anyone play narrative.
I've played open before. Open is fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's whatever. But let's bring our toys on the table and play.
Yeah.
Open is.
You can also ad hoc open with just wounds. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Like if you bring more, like if you bring an equal number of wounds, it's about.
Yeah. I mean, open play is best if you have like a mass. I was talking about this with someone.
Massive collection.
If you have a 7th or 8th edition army, just play open. Display it open. Like this is my fan.
Oh, right.
This was 2,500 points.
It was an old 2250 list.
Yeah. It's a 2250 list. You have a 2250 list. Just throw them out there and play.
Yeah.
That's what I figured is best for open, because that way you don't have to worry too much about it. And it's somewhat balanced if you play against it. I mean, granted, some stuff got nuked, some stuff didn't.
I could see that being actually super reasonable.
Yeah. But it's reasonable. Like no one is going to, I don't think you'll ever play an out of balance at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
When it comes to that. Shit. Do I have anything else? Steve's gonna be playing Necrons. So I'm gonna make Steve play Necrons in 40k. I'm gonna have him play against myself. Oh, that's the other thing. I started a game classy painting page. It's mostly me because Steven and Cole post on the Brush Bunny. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't want to have my own painting page, mainly because I was tired of sending my pictures to like people like individually through. Text message. Like I was like, look at what I did.
I made this.
I'm gonna put this just up on Facebook and just
Necrons.
Yeah. So I painted my first Titan. So I was excited about that.
Titan.
Yeah. It was annoying. Let me tell you that.
Yes.
I don't like painting giant things that.
Big models are annoying because you're always like, oh yeah, I'm not done. Fuck.
Yeah, I was just like, let's burn.
That's
through
what I'm
it.
Doing with this the Glocken. Like, I keep finding more like details on them. I'm like, God damn it! And I'm like, you're supposed to be finished by now.
The Titan is about twice the size of that.
Yeah, the Titan probably has a little less little gubbins, because the problem I'm running into with him is like it's like I'm like I think
Bubos
it's done
and everything else.
And it's like fuck, there's like a bunch of Nurglings back here. Shit, I gotta paint those.
No, well, the great thing with the Titans is it's very decal heavy, and I love doing decals.
Remove the decal,
because we talked about this in the cast before. I hate basing. I hate fucking basing.
I
figures.
Love basing.
You love it. Which is funny because I base my tanks. But
that's hilarious. You hate basing and you're doing extra work.
I'm doing extra work, yeah. I'm actually doing the bare minimum amount of work for basing, because what I really do is I just take 2-part epoxy sculpt, slather it on the base, and then just roll it on.
That's still work.
It's still work, granted, but it's not like... It's
still basing work.
Yeah. And then it's just like I airbrush it, and then I stick a couple tufts on there, done. No work. But yeah, but I love doing decal work. Decal work is my favorite part of like doing anything, because I'm like, I have a pile of decals just from over the years. Mm-hmm. I literally have a drawer in apothecary cabinet at my desk that I just open up and just decals explode out of it.
I use decals on my Stormcast.
Yeah, you use them on the shoulder pads.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And then I paint over them.
I love. Absolutely love decals.
I like decals too. They're fun.
Forge World decals. I bought the Sons of Horus set from them. Are the best decals I've ever used in my life.
All right.
I've never, like, because I used bolt action decals, and I've used what's the Battlefront from that, and I used those a lot in the World War II stuff, which is where I got kind of used to working on them. And then I used them in a couple different things. But then I bought the Forge World ones because I was like, oh, if I do the Sons of Horus, I might as well buy the decal sheet. Bought it, got it in, and I was like, these things work better than any other decal I've ever worked with in my life. And I've learned how to use the decal set and all that. Like the one that melts the decals onto the thing. Oh my God. It's like this is modeling, man. This is I have achieved peak modeling at this point.
That's funny.
Yeah. My models still have giant like seams down the sides.
But the decals are
perfect. I think I got like a fucking like sprue still hanging off the back of the model. But my decals, perfect.
The decals look so good.
I don't understand how GW at this point in the company's existence still has those fucking like casting seams on it. Like,
I don't know, man. The Stormcast are awful too, because they have them right on the shoulder pads.
The fucking shoulder pads. Well, yeah. Only on the production on the Age of Sigmar box and the Shade Spiral guns still have that.
Yes,
which is like why?
Yeah,
but the actual ones that you buy in the box sets have the shoulder pads separate.
Oh, nice.
So you don't have to worry about that.
That's good.
But it, like the Shadespire ones, straight through the shoulder pad. And it's not even like they try to like blended in a little bit. No, it's straight down the center. Yeah. Because fuck you. Because, man, you gotta have the balls. The only thing I trust in this world is balls, man.
I think the Shadespire ones are a little more excusable because there are so few parts.
It's not. That's what makes it less excusable. But,
well, it's because they want them to be push fit. So I don't know how you could do a push fit without having that split on those shoulder pads.
It's fairly easy. You just literally have the head and shoulder pads as one piece, and the body's right. The second piece, and you go.
That makes sense because then the shoulder pads would go over. The exact seam. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because whoever designed that was just like, fucking put it together.
Just put it together, idiot.
Idiot, stupid guy. We got some Forge World discontinued. Yeah,
fix it.
You gotta make some Forge World. Gotta do this nonsense.
Yeah.
We gotta get all the... And actually, what a lot of people were thinking about with the Forge World, with discontinuing making room in the warehouse, was for... The big rumor is that Epic and BFG are coming back.
Interesting.
And Forge World's going to be doing it like they're doing with the Necromunda and the Blood Bowl stuff. So they're going to be handling production on... I think it's not going to be called Epic. It's called Titanicus. And BFG, I don't know what it's going to be called, but I heard that's coming back. Hmm. So, yeah, there you go on that one. So that's going to be like the big box set that might be released in the summer.
Interesting.
Yeah, so like the Toot Toot Boat game is probably going to be like...
Toot Toot!
Is going to be BFG. So
Man, dude, it'd be so sick if instead of doing BFG, they did an Age of Sigmar boat game.
They're not going to do an Age of Sigmar boat game.
So cool.
It's not going to happen.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, the one army that would use boats don't even use boats. So
it'd be cool.
Their boat is underwater.
I'm sure they could figure out some way to make it happen.
They could, because no one would buy it then. I was actually on one of the boards I was looking at. Someone posted a picture of Dreadfleet, and they're like, look at what I picked up. I'm like, why? Don't you remember how...
Oh, those models are so cool, though.
How epically fail that
game
was.
So bad, but the models are so cool. Like, that's a game where, like, the components are incredible. Like, the mat is beautiful.
Yeah.
All of the measuring things are great. Like, the ships themselves are all awesome. And then the game is just fucking ass.
Yeah.
So mad. I'm still mad about Dreadfleet.
You should be. It's a terrible game.
So salty.
Well, and it's not even like they did like an Empire fleet versus an Orc fleet. It was like they didn't even have an Orc boat. They were just like, here's a ship for every race. Play. But what? Yeah, I don't. Okay. I guess. So, all right. Yeah, fine. All right. It should have been like High Elves versus Dark Elves and did like something cool like that, or dwarves versus fucking poop men.
You know what? A much smarter play would have been to, instead of trying to make a game out of it and just do the figures how they did, make it a map water-based campaign.
People don't like campaign games.
You know what? Campaign games in Age of Sigmar are sweet.
Yeah, but people don't like them.
That's because they're idiots.
Yeah, you have to have a play group to do that.
Tell them what they like.
Does anybody? I want to play a game against most people just once. Every person that I've ever played a game against, I want to play once. There are like four people in this gaming world that I play multiple games against.
Yeah, but see, you could get those four people and play a campaign with them.
I could, but I don't want to because I don't really want to see them that often.
Well, you're
sorry, Dwayne.
You're a weenie.
No, Dwayne's doing Necromunda right now, so he's got all the scenery and everything like that. And I'm like, I'll play. And that, so I bring my old school like metal or Dalax.
I don't think they have rules.
Yeah, they do. There's legacy rules
for them. Oh, okay.
And it says right on the top, like, building your army. Pick a a gang leader. So I bring my gang, my however many 200, 300 point gang, and I bring it over there, and none of the warbands that we're playing against have leaders. And I'm like, it says specifically in the rules, pick a gang leader. And he's like, well, the scenario doesn't call for it. I go, I don't care what the scenario says. I'm going by what the rules as written say.
That's right.
Yeah. So my gang leader just destroyed everyone. He's fucking amazing. But yeah, But Necromunda is actually, it's not a bag. It's the exact same game as when Necromunda was out originally, which is why they should do Mordheim, but they're not going to do Mordheim because they have Shadespire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go to PlanetArbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter @PlanetArbitrary. You can follow Steve at...
I'm Command Throw.
Like our Facebook page, /GameClassyPodcast. You could also like our other page, which is Game Classy Painting, which is my page. It's mostly my Sons of Horus.
It's just Joe.
It's just me. It's my Sons of Horus, and if Steve wants to put up some of his pictures, we could put up some of your pictures.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you will. It's my Sons of Horus, and it's also my I'm gonna be my Shadespear model. I'm gonna be doing a paint through on that one, putting it up there.
Ooh.
So whatever one I'm gonna be doing up for this painting competition,
I'm just gonna stick the whole warband in there.
So
I'm just gonna paint the three Farstriders at once and just be like, here you go, and they'll be like, which one is it? I don't know.
Don't you have to do like multiple buys to get the multiple entries, or is it just the one buy to get an entry?
You can enter as many times as you want.
Yeah, but I thought you had to like buy something to enter.
It's like a $25 buy the Farstriders.
Oh, but I thought you already had the Farstriders.
I'm just gonna buy another pack.
Yeah, that's true.
I have all of the Shadespire shit. No question.
You need them for the cards,
but
your Emperor card. So
but
you can.
So I'm gonna just buy them and then just put them in the case.
Yeah. So I'll be doing a step through on that one, step by step on that one. The best way you can help out the podcast is like, subscribe on iTunes. You can also like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube page, where people apparently go to write terrible comments.
That sounds like YouTube.
That's the YouTube. You could also listen to our sister podcast. We have Play On Podcast, where Steve and Pat talk about video gaming, including how Steve is leveling on Fortnite. Steve got a John Wick on Fortnite.
Yeah.
I heard that's a thing.
I have no fucking idea. Those games are the stupidest fuck. I saw, like, I had not seen any, like, when PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds was, like, the big thing. I watched one guy I watch on YouTube, like he just did one random episode of it, and I was just like, this is the fucking dumbest shit. This is popular? I felt like an old man at that point. I was
it's just an FPS that you just get constantly dropped into, right?
Well, it's sort of, but it's like 100 people get dropped, you randomly like find guns and just shoot at each other. It's so weird because it's not like a normal FPS. Like,
yeah, you have to like find your gun, right,
and
stuff.
And I'm fairly certain because of how much shit in it is totally random, like the best player does not always win even remotely close to like a high percentage. I have to imagine, because like if you just don't, like if you find the rocket launcher, you're going to win. Doesn't matter. You know,
yeah, it just sure that makes people happy.
I think they're popular because they're highly twitchable. Because those games have what I would like to call twitch moments. So they have like, oh, I shot a missile and rode on it. Isn't that funny, guys? Like, it has stupid shit you can do. So like that gets people like, oh, and then it like the popularity balloons because, you know, a lot of people who watch Twitch, they're watching like on lunch break or whatever. Yeah. And they'll be like, I'm going to play that game when I get home. And then
Steve watches Twitch for a deep intellectual conversation.
I haven't watched Twitch in a long time.
Steve is like, well, today we're going to be discussing Wittgenstein.
Twitch streams are weird because like a lot of the games that I'm interested in watching, like I just want to see about the game. So most of the Twitch streams I watch are just total silence. they may or may not have a face cam, but it's just like the game.
And I was listening to Empire Texas Speech the other day on YouTube in my office because I was just packing up files and I had no one else in my office, so I had it playing on my computer speakers and everything. Mm-hmm. And this person comes in, they're like, "What the fuck are you listening to?" And I was like, and you know, it's, of course, it's Empire's Twitch Texas Speech, so it's all like got these weird sexual innuendos and like space corgis and everything else, and you're just like,
did the Curb Your Enthusiasm music started playing.
Whoop, boom.
Yep.
And I'm like,
credits come up.
Yeah. No, but that's all I've been watching on YouTube lately. Oh, we got a plan. We also have Daddy Daycare. Deconstructing Daycare.
Man, they should have called it Daddy Daycare.
If only there wasn't two movies starring
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy and War Machine. Not War Machine. It's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes.
Who could have played War Machine?
For sure.
He's kind of like a Terrence Howard. He's a Terrence Howard type.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding could have done it.
He also won an Oscar.
Don Cheadle's pretty good, though.
Don Cheadle is pretty good. Deconstructing Daycare, where they watch children's shows and talk about like the nonsense that's involved with them.
Well, apparently the last one, Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse, is just a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. I've watched every episode. I have a 6-year-old daughter. Of course I've watched every episode of Life in the Dreamhouse.
Everyone likes Life in the Dreamhouse.
Life in the Dreamhouse. That's how the song goes. It's very meta.
Oh, Mighty Orbots came out on Amazon. Mighty Orbots has been released on DVD.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you didn't watch Mighty Orbots? Oh.
No.
It's pretty fucking cool,
is it
actually.
Like a Japanese show?
Yes, but no. Oh. Mighty Orbots is an interesting... I think it might be the only show. I'm not 100% sure. But Mighty Orbots is an 80s show. It is scripted, written, and designed by an American team. Everything else, animation, all that kind of stuff, Japanese team.
Oh.
So it's a really well animated 80s cartoon with bizarre, like with 80s American sensibilities. So like there's a sequence where a guy's trying to eat a giant hamburger. It's very funny. And the animation is crisp as shit. It's so nice looking. It's one of those things where it's like when you watch it now, you're like, holy shit. Like, man, kids were spoiled in the 80s. Yeah. Mighty Orbots. Yeah.
Oh man, that looks like a giant vagina.
Mighty Orbots. It's fucking good. It's
that is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, that... let's just go back to the Centurions.
Centurions. And then, of course, Spiral Zone had the... I think Spiral Zone is still the best theme song.
Man and Machine Power Extreme. If I could say that there's any... there's any subtitle for this podcast, it's Man and Machine Power Extreme.
Power Extreme.
You know, last time, because I was singing Rosanna on the podcast, we actually got a DMCA notice. I've gotten before.
Wow, that's awesome.
On numerous podcasts. But I was like, I think I literally played that song for like 5 seconds, but I was like, I automatically got it. It's mostly Germany that sends it.
Yeah.
Because Germany's got like really arcane copyright things. Like, and it's just like... Come on, man. It's 2018. Let's kind of ease off of this right now.
Slow it down, buddy.
Let's slow it down. I'm not making any money off Game Classy here. You know, I'm not monetizing this. Oh, that was disgusting. All right. So we have Deconstructing Daycare. What was the other one we have?
Weebtown.
Weebtown.
Comic Book Logic.
And Comic Book Logic. Comic Logic. Hopefully, we're going to get Infinity War up soon. So, which it wasn't even Infinity War, if you watch the movie. It's actually Thanos' Quest, but that's what they should have called it. Avengers, Thanos' Quest, or Thanos' Quest.
It's true.
And not not Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War, because it's not that. It's all about Thanos getting the gems, which is Thanos' Quest. Assholes. Come on. Like, do I have to fucking explain this to you guys?
Well, they didn't want to spoil it.
No, there was no fucking Infinity War.
They didn't want to spoil it.
It's Thanos' Quest.
It's the War of Infinity.
Oh, God, that fart stinks. Anyway, yes. So, Steve, until next time.
Watch Mighty Orbots.
Game Classy.